Good morning.
Good morning, Miriam.
Welcome to the studio, and you are here with us today to talk about a new housing project for the youth and volunteers which is coming up in Citadine. But before we start with that, could you tell us, at least for those who don't know you, who you are, what you do in Auroville?
My name is Louis. I've been working long time with Roger for the planning and development and for the Matrimandir. And after this, I decided to develop the town the maximum we can. And I have started to do Citadine, which, as many people of you knows, Citadine is a residential area for about 40 people with a collective life, really, a sharing of the life. And there is a restaurant, and there's laundry, and there's art center. And what is very special in Citadine is that 80% of the flat has been offered to the dedicated people, either old Auroviniens and either newcomers. So this gives an atmosphere of gratitude, which is really very interesting. So I'm trying to carry on the same spirit for La Maison des Jeunes. It is called La Maison des Jeunes, the house for the young. If I want to express this, I would like to say that I met once, about 1 year ago, volunteers who told me it's really sad because a lot of dedicated volunteers coming to Auroville and they cannot stay because they can't afford to pay even 4,000 or 5,000 rupees. And so I thought that we should be able to create rooms and living, place for living, for mainly volunteers to come to spend 3 months, 6 months, 1 year, even more in this area. So I thought we have all the infrastructure of Citadine, the electricity, the water, the parking, and the wastewater recycling, and the garbage, and all this. So we have all the infrastructure and waiting for the next phase of Citadine 2, which will be in 4, 5, 6, 7 years, we decide to connect to Citadine dismantled houses. So this was a very interesting experiment because in what you have seen on the photos, there is about 13 rooms plus community kitchen, community dining, and a community bathroom. And there is even a space for the laundry, which there will be 2 washing machines, and a space to dry the clothes, because we try to keep an aesthetic of the place too.
So then the clothes all over.
Yes. So all these things, all this campus, in 1 month we can dismantle and put it somewhere else. So when in 5 years, 6 years, it will come, so we can take it out and everything is dismantle. So we have been working with a team of Citadine. Jean is an engineer. And Carlos is looking after the work. And Genia, who is an Eurovillian, normally looking after the maintenance of Citadine, is passionate by La Maison des Jeunes. And so he's every day there receiving volunteers and guiding them for the work and working himself. So there is a very good enthusiasm. And now we are trying to put all our effort to try to complete end of December, because we have some people coming in January. Let's see in what condition it will be, because we'll see.
You said that dismantled houses, but judging the material, I saw some metal, some wood, and some prefabricated walls.
Yes, exactly. So I will explain you exactly. It is mainly a steel structure, which is all fixed and with bolts, so we can unbolt the things very easy. Is there the pillars? Is there the steel structure of the roof? The roof, it is steel, painted steel, so it is bolted too. And there is a false ceiling in wood. Because we are trying this house to consider the heat problem, so there is some prefabricated panels which are isolated. There is a false ceiling in wood, which is isolating from the heat of the roof, so there will be the hot air will be able to translate. There is cross ventilation. There will be grill against the thieves, and there will be mosquito net. So we have tried to make this. It is a very simple room. We'll deliver the room with a bed, with a almira, with a desk, with a chair, and on the terrace, which is about 2 meters wide, there will be a table with 2 chairs. So it will be quite interesting.
So the size of the room is how many square meters?
13 square meter.
That is enough for one or two rooms?
Yes, yes, it's completely enough.
What about the price?
We are completely financing the project, and it will be 1,000 rupees for each volunteer that they come. Because it will be only to maintain the place. I mean,
per month, yeah?
1,000 rupees a month. So it will be mainly to pay electricity, water, and internet, and connection, and something like this. And even the people really who can't afford, because we are the Citadine team, are looking after the project. We hope that soon there will be a team of volunteers or staying on the spot who will be able to look after the place completely. And to define, we will define the guideline. Because as it is a residential area, we want to keep almost the same guidelines that we have put for Citadine. This is clear. And it is young. If they want to make a lot of noise, they go to the youth center or to some other place.
It's still working these days.
Yes.
Citadine got pretty strict rules or guidance.
Yes, you know.
You cannot listen to the music.
Yes, by example, the music should be listened very not loudly or with earphone, and the TV, and there is no pets. No domestic animals, because if you have 40 people with cats or with dogs, it will be impossible to live. There is no use of air condition and something like this. It's not something strong, but it is very important and it's working well in Citadine. We managed to do it well.
I ask you about the cost. What is the cost of one room?
Construction
cost.
I will tell you the cost of one room. We come about 2 lakh. And 30,000, it will come roughly. But this includes all the infrastructure, all the kitchen, the bathroom, all the common space. Yes, the furniture, everything. But the cost itself. So there is an interesting possibility that Tuan, he came to help me about electricity with Debo, and he told me why you don't do as IKEA. You know what is IKEA?
Yeah.
And you just take the material, the foundation, the pillars, the steel structure, the prefabricated wall, and the wood for the false ceiling, the grill will be prefabricated. And you just, someone who is coming, who can have some place where to stay, where he has some friend with a bathroom and a kitchen, so he can buy from us this prefabricated material. There will be a kit explication how to and like this he can buy, and maybe this will come about 1.5 lakh, something like this, just the raw material, that will do the grill and the thing, and maybe we'll try when we have finished, maybe we'll try to do 2 or 3 in advance and to try to see if it is interesting, because it is very low cost. So anyone, they have 1.5 lakh, and they can put some place, and they can work themselves to do everything.
You mean to expand it in the site, or
no?
The same pattern somewhere else?
No, it is somewhere else. So I did. Now we are going to keep about 15 people there, but we want to open the possibility to use this dismantlable room for other people.
Where the money come from? You said we, you know, you keep saying we, and in between maybe that was Citadine team, but still.
Yes, it's me.
You are founding the team.
Yes, I'm founding the project.
So you're personally passionate about it.
But really it's an investment given for the young who come to Auroville. And if it is working, we try to reproduce the thing. Because a dismantlable house, and as it is, it's maybe it will work well. Let's see how the experiment will go.
Okay, I've seen the wood, I've seen the metal stuff and the prefabricated. What the walls, you said they are also, they got this isolation, but what is the material there?
So it is ferro cement on the side, and polyurethane inside. It is a foam. As you see, thermocol, you notice thermocol, which is isolating.
Styrofoam?
It is,
Like styrofoam?
Yes, like styrofoam. It is mixed with cement, and it is light, and it is between 2 layers of cement. And it is about 4 or 5 centimeters thick. So it is a solid material, isolating, soundproof too. So it's quite good.
Who made them?
Ah, it is in Hyderabad. It's a factory in Hyderabad. Huh?
In Hyderabad.
Yes.
What is the cost of one panel? One panel is probably what?
One panel is about 1500. The panel, which is 2 meters 70 by about 80 centimeter, mm-hmm. it's about 1500 rupees. Mm-hmm. Mm. And the wood is very interesting. I get the wood through VC, who is making a house. And he gets this pine imported from Sweden, which is cheaper than
local wood. I saw it, but I was said, no, it's not possible.
Yes, it's incredible.
So it is pine wood.
Yes, it is pine wood. And so we are going to put electricity in his room. There will be 3 plugs, 2 light, 1 fan. Mm-hmm. And there will be UPS only for the kitchen and for the dining and for the bathroom.
Facilities.
Yes, common facilities.
Okay, that sounds really great, and I know the need for the volunteers to stay somewhere is huge. Now let's go to another project which you're also working on, which is International Zone, because we know that they need, the Savi need houses for volunteers. Africa House needs right now probably 20 rooms for the volunteers, but you are developing something which is called Habitat, yeah?
Yes.
And the journey after few people besides Kazan be the permanent residence in International Zone. So what is that Habitat?
So it was felt by many that we have to make more and more life inside the International Zone. So we thought that it is important to make final habitat, not provisory, but it is final habitat, which is very close of the Tibetan Pavilion, about 30 meters of Tibetan Pavilion. So we are working with Sonali and Anupama as the architect. And it's very interesting, the architecture. It would be mainly small flat, about 40, 50 square meters, but it is completely possible to adapt to the demand of the person. I mean, if it is a family with 2 bedroom or 3 bedroom, we can take 2 flats or whatever. So this will be the thing. It will be mainly 300 square meter. There will be 3 units like this. And it will be first, we will ask for the fundraising about with the Auroville International first. And secondly, we will ask to the people, even connected here in Auroville with the International Zone, who can look after a pavilion about the development of the International Zone, about the visitor center. So we have really to make a life inside. And so this is important. So we hope at the end of this week to ask for the site permission and within the end of the year for the building permission. And so beginning of the 2015, we'll try to make some fundraising and to have people who want to be part of this habitat of International Zone. And we hope in February, March, to be able to start the habitat and to make something concrete and permanent in the International Zone.
What would be the price of a single apartment?
So normally for 50 square meter, it will be something as 16 lakhs. About today, we have not yet determined the cost fully because there is all the infrastructure of the electricity, of the water, which we don't know how much it will come. But roughly, there is a research in the architecture, there is a different level, there is a place for the parking, on the top a place for putting the washing machine, so different common space to share with the people living there. So it will come about, let's say, 16 lakh for a 1-bedroom flat with a terrace, a living room, a kitchen, everything.
And as far as there are already candidates who are looking forward to...
Yes, it seems... Yes, definitely. I knew that EVI Germany was very much interested to have one.
Russia.
And I am meeting tomorrow Bogi from Hungarian Pavilion. She is very much interested about Habitat. And there is B who told me there is one person who wants a single unit, definitely. So I'm sure when we'll reach the point that we have the execution drawing and that we have finalized the cost, so at this point we will be able ready to go to the people and to give the right quotation.
Thank you for today. All the best in your...
Thank you.